And now, nothing remains but to assure you, in the most animated language, of the violence of my affections. Mr. Collins, please. You are too hasty, sir. You forget that I've made no answer. Let me do so now. I thank you for your compliments. I'm very sensible of the honour of your proposals, but it's impossible for me to accept them. I am by no means discouraged. Indeed not. I understand that young ladies often reject the addresses of the man they mean to accept when he first applies for their favour, and therefore I shall hope to lead you to the altar before long. Upon my word, your hope is an extraordinary one in view of my declaration. I was perfectly serious in my refusal. You could not make me happy, and I'm the last woman who could make you so. And now, nothing remains. And now, nothing remains. And now, nothing remains. But to assure you, in the most animated language, of the violence of my affections. Of the violence of my affections. Of the violence of my affections. Mr. Collins, please. Mr. Collins, please. Mr. Collins, please. You are too hasty, sir. You are too hasty, sir. You are too hasty, sir. You forget that I've made no answer. You forget that I've made no answer. You forget that I've made no answer. Let me do so now. Let me do so now. Let me do so now. I thank you for your compliments. I thank you for your compliments. I thank you for your compliments. I'm very sensible of the honour of your proposals. I'm very sensible of the honour of your proposals. I'm very sensible of the honour of your proposals. but it's impossible for me to accept them. But it's impossible for me to accept them. But it's impossible for me to accept them. I am by no means discouraged. Indeed not. I am by no means discouraged. Indeed not. I am by no means discouraged. Indeed not. I understand that young ladies often reject. I understand that young ladies often reject. I understand that young ladies often reject. The addresses of the man they mean to accept. The addresses of the man they mean to accept. The addresses of the man they mean to accept. When he first applies for their favour. When he first applies for their favour. When he first applies for their favour. And therefore I shall hope. And therefore I shall hope. And therefore I shall hope. To lead you to the altar before long. To lead you to the altar before long. To lead you to the altar before long. Upon my word. Upon my word. Upon my word. Your hope is an extraordinary one in view of my declaration. Your hope is an extraordinary one in view of my declaration. Your hope is an extraordinary one in view of my declaration. I was perfectly serious in my refusal. I was perfectly serious in my refusal. I was perfectly serious in my refusal. You could not make me happy. You could not make me happy. You could not make me happy. And I'm the last woman who could make you so. And I'm the last woman who could make you so. and I'm the last woman who could make you so. And now, nothing remains but to assure you, in the most animated language, of the violence of my affections. Mr. Collins, please. You are too hasty, sir. You forget that I've made no answer. Let me do so now. I thank you for your compliments. I'm very sensible of the honour of your proposals, but it's impossible for me to accept them. I am by no means discouraged. Indeed not. I understand that young ladies often reject the addresses of the man they mean to accept when he first applies for their favour, and therefore I shall hope to lead you to the altar before long. Upon my word, your hope is an extraordinary one in view of my declaration. I was perfectly serious in my refusal. You could not make me happy, and I'm the last woman who could make you so.